Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
You know, obviously the turnovers in the second half, I believe it was 10 turnovers, 16 points, and probably even more important, Vic, than the turnovers is just we have a really good player that we can't get the ball to. And we had a lot of guys that looked a little nervous out there as they turned up their pressure. Anytime you lose a game where you led by 25 points in the second half is unacceptable. It starts with me. Put this on me. Obviously we didn't shoot the ball well, 4-33 from the 3-point line. But if you can't get Nikola Jokic to basketball, that's a big, big problem.
There's Michael Malone, head coach for the Denver Nuggets, talking about last night's loss to the Los Angeles Clippers. The Clippers came back from 25-point deficit to win that game. Yeah, not good. Susan and Cheryl smoking cigarettes do not like that. Their voice is a little deeper, that's why. This is what I pointed this out. Who did they play? OKC on, was that Friday or Saturday? I was tweeting about this. I was like, dude, they can't get the ball to Joker. And that if I'm any team playing the Nuggets now, I'm going back and I'm watching last night's tape and that last 2 minutes, especially with the Clippers or the OKC game. They are fronting him. They are they're wedging him. You know, you're getting two guys essentially on Nikola Jokic duty. I mean, they are down low trying to keep him from getting the basketball. And the guards on this team, the passers on this team, are not finding creative enough ways to get him the ball. You got to have crisp passes, fast passes. But then on the other end, you got two guys on Joker. Somebody's open. But when I was in high school basketball, when I played basketball, coach always said, dude, if somebody's doubled, no brainer, somebody's open. Your job is to find that player. Joker ended up with 21 points, 8 assists, 13 boards. I mean, Aaron Gordon had a monster game. This was his best game of the season. 30 points, 12 rebounds. He had a couple of turnovers, but overall, very efficient. Efficient from the free throw line, and he'd been struggling from the free throw line. So he was 7-for-7. But there's Malone talking about it, and they did look timid. There was a key stretch in 2 minutes there where Denver was up, was it 81-80 or something like that, and in that two-minute sequence, you couldn't make any stops. But then on the offensive side of the ball, as soon as you saw that double team, I mean, you saw Reggie Jackson just instantly go down. He put his hip inside and right on Joker. You have Zubac or whoever it was. The back guy is making sure he doesn't get the ball over the top. So you have Jackson making sure, hey, you're not going to feed it to him. You're not going to give him a bounce pass in the paint here. But then if you do, we've got a big guy ready to go. Somehow you squeeze it in there. So they are bracketing Nikola Jokic. It's a lot like in football when you see a stud receiver or a monster tight end get bracketed down the field. So now this is where the Nuggets have to get creative. And Malone didn't call timeout in the last 2 minutes, and he was asked about that. And he said, hey, we weren't executing. We weren't executing, so there was nothing about that last 2 minutes where I thought, if we call a timeout, can we even get the ball in bounds? That's a problem. That's a problem to say that, too. That you're not even going to take a timeout and stop the bleeding? That's the age-old basketball trick, right? Is you got to stop the bleeding. Malone doesn't believe in his team enough, and at least in last night's situation, to call a timeout and try to somehow stop the bleeding. It might be time to press the panic button, Angel.
It's getting close, and they mentioned it on the broadcast, and you've seen it as a Nuggets fan. When Jokic is not on the floor, this team struggles.
And now when he's on the floor, they're struggling.
And that's the mentality this team has started forming is, oh, if Jokic is off the floor, we know what we are. When he's on the floor, we have to put the ball through him, and other teams are picking up on that.
And that's the scary part about that is if I'm any team, knowing how bad the Nuggets are when Joker's off the floor, I have to neutralize Nikola Jokic. I've said this all season, and we are almost, 39 games in. Until there is a consistent Robin on this team, a secondary scorer, this is what's going to happen. Yeah, Gordon was great last night. He had 30. But, again, you had Joker with his 21, but nobody else. And I know Will Barton was out, but Barton's not been that consistent scorer either. Somebody has to be that guy. I was really hoping it would be Monte Morris or Aaron Gordon. That's the guys. Those are the guys you got to lean on. Smitty texting in, at what point do the Nuggets fans simply admit a couple of things? Jokic is all alone. The rest of the roster are just a bunch of guys. Malone is not a difference maker as a head coach. To be fair, not many NBA coaches make a difference. Is this a failure on Michael Malone's part? A guy that has been so good for this team, but we've seen this in the NBA. I have compared the Nuggets to Golden State for several years because I feel like Golden State, they were coming up, they were homegrown, they were drafting and building all these guys, and it was Mark Jackson, the head coach. Well, ownership looked at it, and they just, management looked at it, and felt like Mark Jackson wasn't the guy. He was good for the buildup. Can he be the guy to get them over that hump? And now the Nuggets have to really look at this, and that life without Michael Malone would be weird because he's just been a fixture with Tim Conley, with Nikola Jokic, with Jamal Murray. But you have to look, take a long, hard look here. 2 minutes left in the game, 81-80. Clippers come down, score three. It's 83-81. And then I think they came down and got another quick two. You couldn't get the ball in to Joker. Why are you not calling a timeout? And at least, I mean, a head coach has to be able to create a play on the fly. How do you get the ball to Joker? How do you find an open three? And then again, you're 4-for-33 from the three-point line. You are not going to win any games doing that. So who will deliver? You know, you had Jeff Green with 12, Monte Morris with 11, and again, Gordon with 30. But other than that, that's it. And this isn't college. You need a lot more guys to contribute. If you're only going to have a couple of guys in double digits, three or four guys in double digits, you can't have the other guys at two and four. You just can't. And again, Gordon was the Robin last night, but Joker was so neutralized that it didn't matter. Your Batman was, I was going to say he was getting the kryptonite treatment, but that's Superman, Angel. We got to study up on our superheroes here.
He was just in the Batcave.
He was
watching
Batcave
at home.
He didn't have his mask, so he couldn't go outside.
Alfred, come on.
Yeah, so he's like, I can't go out and fight crime. I don't have my mask. But, dude, there's a person about to be murdered. I don't have my mask.
I'll say about Malone, it's that, you know, we'll throw the excuses. Yeah, he doesn't have Murray. He doesn't have Michael Porter Jr. right now. But you want to say, you have to get the excuses out of the way and say, what kind of coach are you when you lose two of your
exactly
top three guys?
The Clippers are 21-21. They're without, I mean, to be fair, at least the Nuggets have one of their stars. The Clippers don't have any of their stars. I mean, their two studs are out, and they're 500. The Nuggets have their stud, and you're not figuring out how to get the ball. And Malone's right. If you can't get the ball to Nikola Jokic, it's a big, big problem. 32 minutes after the hour. Let's talk some Colorado Buffaloes next with our guy, the voice of the Colorado Buffs, Mark Johnson. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.